I'm in a strange lady's kitchen. Is it okay to call you a strange lady?
I'm not strange. Perfectly normal, me.
This is Vanessa Kimball, and I'm in her kitchen, and she's actually cooking for me right now. I can smell oil on the cooker. There is fresh bread over here. Let me just go over and have a sniff. That smells delish. What is that? Just a normal loaf of bread? I know you don't do stuff normally.
It's a caraway soda bread that I made this morning.
Caramelized?
No, caraway soda bread.
Oh, caraway soda bread. Yeah. You did tweet me that. Incidentally, Vanessa's Twitter name is?
At Vanessa Kimball.
Which is quite easy to remember because it's your...
They spell it wrong. It's K-I-M-B-E-L-L as in Ding Dong Bell.
Excellent. So what are you making and what are you scraping into the pan right now?
Oh, the oil isn't hot enough, so it should have sizzled, so I'm rushing it slightly. I've just put some shallots in and I'm putting some pork in. I'm going to chop some mangoes in and some cream and vanilla, and I'm making a savoury vanilla and mango pork dish to go with rice.
So I'm sensing that this is kind of a take on sweet and sour, is that?
There's a particular taste in my head, and when I'm developing a recipe, I kind of know what I want it to taste like before I cook it.
There's a particular taste in your head. You mean you've never actually made this before?
No, I'm inventing it as we speak. But I know, trust me, you're going to have a fabulous... This lunch is this. Nobody else has ever eaten it before. I hope you like
this
it.
This is a unique dish. The vanilla and pork makes me think experimental. Emphasise the mental.
Yeah, we could have mentally eating, couldn't we? Edimentally.
I've got too many accounts as it is. What are you going to call this then? Maybe we should think of a name when we're eating it.
I think it's going to be a vanilla mango and pork stir fry.
Wow. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Is this the kind of thing that will be in your book when it comes out?
Oh, this is a recipe for the book. In fact, not only is it for the book, it'll be photographed this afternoon for the Chronicle and Echo, and it'll go onto the blog, and it will be in the book prepped when it comes out. It's one of the ones from the vanilla chapter, which is using the vanilla from Ndali vanilla, which was sent over from Uganda a few weeks ago.
Wow. What's the blog called?
Prepped, PREPPED.co.uk.
And you've got a strange way of cooking that you've kind of developed and created yourself. And I think, what with cooking being as old as it is, since time immemorial, how did you develop a new way of cooking?
I'm waving a wooden spoon at him. I have something absolutely, totally new, and it's called linked cooking. It's not the only thing I cook. I use every trick in the book. But basically, I use the base of one recipe that moves into the next recipe and the next recipe. So instead of batch cooking, you're actually using something to make the next dish much more interesting.
It's like cooking with momentum.
It's got speed to it, but it's so you're one step ahead of the game. So, for example, if you were making a pumpkin...
Don't let me take you away from the food.
Pumpkin and orange soup, for example. Mm-hmm. I'd make a caraway, orange and pumpkin soup. I wouldn't season it, and then I throw in a couple of eggs and some sugar the next day into what's left of the soup, and I would turn that into a pumpkin pie.
I'm pointing to a missed cube of pork on the dish. Drop it in. Listen to this. So you're constantly thinking of what's coming next. You're thinking ahead. So the dish you're creating now bears a relevance to the dish you'll be having later in the day or even tomorrow.
Yeah, it's about making two or three things out of the same cooking session. So you shop once, you clear up once, but you get three or four dishes out of the same.
Whoa, this is a method for our times right now, as everybody thinks about...
Time short foodies. I absolutely love food, but I don't have time to be cooking, and I certainly don't have time to be cleaning up.
Do you know what? The next version of the iPhone has to have something that shares smell, because this is absolutely phenomenal. I've never smelled such beautiful vanilla like this as well. And these are proper, full-on, hardcore vanilla pods. About how long would you say they are?
I don't know, they're about 6 inches long, and they were dried straight from being fresh. They were sent for a photo shoot for the vanilla chapter. And to be fair, I don't want to get mugged, but she did send me about 300 vanilla pods, so I've had plenty of time to develop some of the recipes and plenty of vanilla to use, so I've been very lucky.
Just amazing. I'm very much looking forward to this and to learning more about linked cooking, because I, as you can probably tell, like my food. So it's the Italian in me, that's for sure. So Vanessa Kimball on Twitter, I'll drop her name into the title of this audio boot. I'm here to talk a little bit about social media, social networking, and yes, I didn't expect to get such a bonus out of it, so looking forward to this. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.